over the weekend, but we get that southerly flow going here for tomorrow, and that starts to warm things up. 73 and sunshine on Saturday, and then, yeah, better yet, 78 to 81. Pick your number, pick your temperature for Sunday with sunny skies there as well. And with us this morning in studio from the Whiteside County Health Department, good to see. I think I'll get your title right, Cheryl. Administrator?
Yes, I'm the public health administrator and CEO. Yes.
See, I got it. Cheryl Lee with us. Good to see you again. It's been
good
a while.
To see you too.
Wow, my goodness. Yeah, I wasn't sure who was coming in, and here's a surprise. And you brought another surprise with you. You know, there goes some of Sterling's finest. Dave Molina. Dave, good to see you again.
Nice to meet you.
Wow, how you been?
Not too bad, and yourself?
I'm all right. Great. And how long have you been over the health department now?
It'll be 3 years in November.
3 years.
Yes.
And what does Cheryl have you doing?
I'm an organizational officer, so I'm kind of a catch-all.
Yeah. That's the guy, huh?
Yes.
Well, you got so many great programs and so many ways to assist the community health-wise. And Cheryl, now we got an expansion going on.
Yes, we have. We had a renovation project that went on, so we renovated our dental clinic and we added two new operatories. So we brought on oral surgery last fall, so we have two oral surgery suites for our patients. We received grant funding from that, and we received grant funding where we are building on about 1,800 to 2,000 square feet for an optometry clinic, and then we have an expansion, and that grant money will be about 3,500 square feet in the front of the building, so we'll have a nice new entrance for our patients to come in.
And you just had a groundbreaking ceremony, I believe.
We did, the end of April, mm-hmm. End of March, so that was really good. We had some of our legislators attend and board members, and it was a beautiful day, so it went really well.
I didn't make it out for that one, I apologize.
No, you're good.
So, Dave, are you involved with this project at all in any means?
Yes, I help oversee it. I have a really good facilities manager, Sean Johnson, and he does the day-to-day stuff with a lot of contractors. And then I help oversee where the bills need to go and stuff like that, and any other major decisions that mm-hmm. need to be made. So, definitely involved with it, and the eyes and ears for Cheryl, so.
So is that going to disrupt the visitor patient flow or traffic? And what are we utilizing for that?
So what we do is that we redirected the patient parking to where our employees park, and our parking lot was large enough that our employees can park in a certain section and bring the patients closer. So we utilize the back door of the organization where they do check in for dental and behavioral health, and then the front portion of the department near our public health agency is where a lot of the medical patients come in and get checked in for seeing their providers there. So there's a little bit of a flow mix up, but everything is starting to work itself out. So
yes, we didn't really have much time. So construction was not supposed to start till the end of April because it was nice weather.
Right.
And contractors, or I guess their subcontractors, were ready. They said, okay, we're ready to go. I'm like, okay, I need a little bit of time to figure this parking thing out. So everybody's adapted really well. And, you know, it's nice to have that curiosity. Hey, what's going on? And being able to tell our patients and people coming around, this is what we're doing. And we have staff that, when people seem to be lost in the building, to kind of redirect them to what end they need to go. So it's been fun.
Well, you know, out in the parking lot, you could have got Dave a whistle and some white gloves, and he could,
yes.
Point and,
many years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, hey, you know what? That is a good idea. Other duties as assigned?
Catch all, yes.
I'm sorry, Dave.
No, it's all right.
There's another one he's going to be doing.
Yes.
I'll be outside later today.
Yes.
Just not on those rainy days. So how long is this project expected to take?
So our optometry and the expansion will, the end date is going to be September 29th. Right now, Solstrom, who's doing the construction for optometry under McLeod Architecture, they already have the foundation poured and everything else. They're gonna start putting up the wood starting next week, actually. And then NICAM, who is under the architecture of Hackney, yeah, out of Rockford, they're still getting ready to put the footing in and then lay the foundation afterwards. So there's some plumbing issues that had to be addressed and some foundation issues that are being addressed right now. So again, they're both slated to be finished by September 29th of this year.
And probably got a I don't want to get ahead of it, but probably a ribbon cutting, grand opening, something
yes.
in the works?
Yes, we're planning a ribbon cutting, and but then also we would like to be able to have time set aside for the community to be able to come in to see our facility. Most people that come into the facility, they are just wow. They didn't realize how much we do and how large the building is. Because from the outside, it looks a little bit older and small, but once you get in there, we've got a lot going on.
Right, yeah. Right. So with this addition, is that going to be, you know, there's a lot of people. They don't realize how many people work at the Whiteside County Health Department.
Right.
There's a lot of personnel. Is this going to create extra positions or
employees? Bringing optometry will certainly, and then when we brought oral surgery in as well. So the expansion part of it, the 3,500 square feet, will be nice because it'll be one area where all our clinic patients come in through, where public health will be at the other entrance. But we will have a covered area so patients can drop off when it's rainy or snowy, and they can stay dry in the elements. So that will be really nice. And then the doors coming in will be like the recessed sliding doors. So for those who have disabilities, it's really nice to be more handicap accessible. And then we did install with a renovated a bathroom so we can have an adult changing table as well. So and then we replaced the flooring in the clinic through grant money. So we don't have our old blue carping. So it just kind of gave it a really new look.
One thing I want to mention is that we purchased the property 1400 West 2nd Street, right next to our building. We purchased that property, and our plans is to demo the house and make a parking lot. 36 new parking stalls will be there. Not to mention, with the renovations and the additions and stuff, we're increasing our parking for the front of the building itself by 18 parking stalls. So we'll have a half circle with the canopy for drop off and sliding glass doors and for entrance for our patients, and one reception area where they can all check in for whether you're there for oral surgery, optometry, you know, behavioral health, medical. You can stop one place.
Makes it more efficient. And then the new parking lot will tie into our employee parking lot, so that way with traffic, we're not always on. Right before you get on Avenue G Bridge, because if there's an accident or something, there's only one way in right now out of our parking lot. So we'll have two ways in and out. So that'll be nice.
And just yesterday we met with the deputy chief and chief of the fire department in Rock Falls. They're going to utilize, with Sterling Fire Department, they're going to utilize that property we just bought until we demo the house down. So they're going to practice in there, doing their training and stuff like that. Ooh, so it's a nice co-op that we're going to have with the fire departments in the area.
So this house, is it... I don't know, it's not ready to fall over or anything.
Oh,
like
no,
that.
No. It's still in good shape. Matter of fact, the chief and the deputy chief said it was one of the better houses that they've got to practice in.
Wow.
So we're happy to partner with them, definitely.
Yes.
What a great combination there.
It is.
And who came up with that idea?
Actually, it was the Mark Searing, who works for the city of Rock Falls. He does public works and stuff. He met with or talked to the deputy chief, Kyle Somers, and Kyle Somers reached out to Sean Johnson, our facilities manager, and then the chain moved upward and got to my desk, and I posed it to Cheryl, and Cheryl thought it was a great idea. So definitely want to help out the fire departments.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice partnership, and, you know, especially since we're located in Rock Falls, we want that partnership. So yeah, that'd be kind of fun to go out and watch them when they're doing that too, if we can.
I see why you brought him along.
Yes. He's the one that comes to me and says, hey, can we do this? Or here's the update. And I'll be like, well, can we do this? And
so, Dave, you sound like you like what you do.
I love what I do. It's a nice change of pace compared to my previous job.
Right, so, yes. Right. And so during all this, you got to be out there every day, taking a peek at a blueprint, meeting with somebody and making sure.
Yes.
And of course, you probably got just a couple of inspectors hanging around here and there.
Every once in a while, yes.
But you probably knew them already.
Yeah, some of them I do, yes.
Some of them you do. And Cheryl, you've took over a position, what was that, about 4 years ago?
About four.
And you moved to the area. Where'd you move from?
Down by the St. Louis area.
That's right, yeah. And 4 years, and it's good to see you again. How are you liking it?
I like it. And we got through COVID. So I came here and boom, COVID. So just from a personal aspect, there was challenges there and, you know, getting used to the community things. And then, of course, working all the time with COVID. And so now we've kind of transitioned out of that, the pandemic, and then getting to focus on, you know, bringing new services on and updating the building and providing better care for our community. So that's the exciting part with it.
Yeah, during, I don't even like to call it by its name. I just say that thing that we all had to deal with. I don't even want to recognize it anymore. Did that hinder any of the operations or, patient flow, everything? A little bit, maybe?
Yeah, it did, because we had to change, like, the social distancing, how we saw our patients, that, which is funny, because when people are sick, we want you to come to the doctor, but when people were sick, we're like, we want you to stay home.
Right.
So it did. We had to see less patients per day. We did purchase a tent, and so we had a medical tent that we were able to utilize. And it did.
That was a lot of, it was a quick adjustment.
It was really, really quick, and not just for healthcare, for everybody. Now,
right.
We told everybody to put a mask on your face and stay home. And so, obviously, post-COVID, we're seeing the effects of trying to, recover from that. I mean, the economy, the job market, everything has impacted it.
And I love the rotation of different personnel that come in. I think we've gone through almost every department, from dental and James Garcia from animal control,
mm-hmm.
and it's in the WIC program. I suspect they'll be hearing about that coming up shortly.
Yes. Yep. We have the public health side of our organization, which is more from the state and typical public health programs. We have animal control. Sits differently in different counties. Sometimes it's under the health department, sometimes it's under sheriff, sometimes
right.
It's under that. And then about 80% of what we do there is our clinic, and we have all the, the medical, dental, BH, psychiatric, and such. So, yeah.
That's a lot of moving parts.
It is. A lot of moving parts to try to get a handle on, and especially when you were working on COVID, so you got to focus so much on that, and still, you still have to maintain everybody else and, the organization. And it's a new world, and so it's nice to have those challenges to do things differently and better.
I know I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I know, a lot of people right now are financially tapped. The economy's kind of... Mm-hmm. Here and there. Is that increased the number of people that are seeking services?
Our numbers, I would say, I think with COVID, people quit going to the doctor. So I think we're all trying to, I think this next couple, probably last year, this year, we'll really see where we're at with patient volume and stuff. I think one of the great things about our services we offer is, besides taking private insurance, we do take Medicaid and Medicare. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't have insurance, we will slide people down. We don't ever turn away anybody right. for their inability to pay. And that's really important, especially in this economy.
And of course, for any of the services, it's unless you're a continuing patient, if you want to get involved, it's good to call up, make an appointment, fill out your paperwork, and get things rolling, right?
Absolutely, yep. And it's nice to have that coordinated care. So if you're a patient, you come in and you don't have a dentist, hey, we can get you set up right there, or we have optometry. So that coordination of care is really nice.
I always get a little cringe when the hygienists come in, because they'll say, well, when was the last time you were at a dentist? And I'll tell them the truth, and then I get the lecture.
Yes. We don't really lecture. We just more, it's the education. Because nobody, and let's be honest, most people statistically do not want to go to the dentist. So,
right.
Yeah.
When they're coming in, it'll be like, oh, I wonder if I can hide for a minute, because they remember.
Yeah.
You need to come see us. And Dave, is your office close to Cheryl's, or you guys got a...
I'm kind of on the other side of the administrative building portion,
yeah.
I see her every day,
right.
with meetings and stuff like that, and obviously going to her with more proposals or
right.
questions.
So is it a department? You got other people working with you? Or?
Yes, Sean Johnson, facilities manager. Then my IT director is Dan Pipes, great guy. Actually, without him, a lot of the stuff wouldn't have been done without our secretaries needing computers and everything else. So he keeps the place running really well. Data analyst. So I have Carrie Farini, who does a phenomenal job, and Maria Fredericks, who does a great job analyzing some of the data that we have coming in. So a lot of moving parts, a lot of
right.
things that Cheryl takes in consideration. But I really want to shout out to our employees, because without them, they're the front line, and they really made this transition a lot smoother than what it could be.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of unknowns with all the transition with the new building and everything else, and where patients need to go, and they've handled this smoothly. So I really have to shout out to them.
And our philosophy is everybody there has the same value and worth. We just get paid differently, different titles, authorities, but it's all of us working together that really has that team spirit. So when we interview, we make sure everybody understands that we really do want that team environment and yes. appreciate everybody.
Wow. Everybody's in the flow. Well-oiled machine, as they say.
Well, I say you can't see the doctor unless someone schedules you, someone rooms you, someone's doing the billing, someone's providing the toilet paper in the bathroom. So we typically get so ingrained into our day-to-day that we don't think about how we all really interconnect.
Right. And well, right now, do you have any employee availabilities right now, or are you all satisfied there?
We are recruiting a physician, and we're recruiting a therapist, either LCSW or LCPC. We have those provider openings.
Okay, excellent. Well, Dave and Cheryl, anything else we need to cover?
No, we really appreciate the opportunity to share with everybody the exciting things going on at the health department. I would encourage anybody, if they don't know about us, to visit us at whitesidehealth.org or come see us and stay tuned when we're going to have an open house.
Yes.
I'd also like to add, we also do the mobile unit.
Yes, that thing's amazing.
Yes, so we will be going back out this year throughout July to do our school physicals, which is a big hit in our communities, and so we have some future plans for that.
That thing's amazing.
It is really amazing. I'm trying to convince them to let me get my CDL to drive.
Oh. See there? Get her out of the building once in a while.
I'm being quiet.
Dave, good to see you again.
And nice you.
Cheryl, thank you so much for valuable information on the Whiteside County Health Department. And, people, cruise by, see how the progress is going.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.